Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Kovod Shemayim. This is Shir number 9. The Chofetz Chaim continues to mention the 9th, or rather the 7th place in the Torah that has a reference to the Isser of Lashon Hara. In Parashas Yisroi, Vayarev Ha'ami Moshe, and the the nation, was arguing, was fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. Incidentally, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that when it says the this refers to the Erev Rav. Then it says afterwards, Vayovoi Amalek Vayilochim im Yisrael. The Psukim are coming to tell us that when we speak Lashon Hara, tragedy strikes. When we see Amalek, when we see the Nazis, we think they're the Rishoyim and they're doing such evil things to us. And of course they are. But they have no power at all. The same way Titus HaRosha, when he slashed the Paroiches and the blood oozed out, and he thought he Kiviyachol was Menatzeach, was victorious over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us, Kimcha techinat chinos. He ground flour. He didn't do anything. It was the Averis of Klal Yisrael. So too over here we see, Vayarev ha'ami Moshe, Ariv v'nei Yisrael, v'samech lei, vayovay ha'molek, vayilochim im Yisrael. When there's Lashon Hara, when there's Avera, then there's Amalek. Amalek has no power at all. What fuels the strength of Amalek to come and attack us is our Averus. So we have to realize and see, is it worth it? Is it worth it to say that juicy Lashon Hara? We have to realize the outcome. Vayovoi Amalek, Vayilochim im Yisrael.